Amazon is now playing in the pharmaceutical market in the US. It bought up a company called PillPack, which is an online pharmacy. It serves a material portion of the US prescription market. While online retailing is still yet to take off in a big way in South Africa, is the e-pharmacy model one we can translate here in South Africa? What would the pros and cons be? Well, to share his views on the issue, I'm joined on the line by Stefan Benjamin. He's a business development analyst at PharmaDynamics. Stefan, so the US has e-pharmacies. Do they work exactly like the traditional pharmacies we know, only without the bricks and mortar? And how are medicines delivered to the consumer?
Well, in the US, so just to give you some more insights with regard to that, so PillPack, a very large and established e-pharmacy in America, was recently acquired by Amazon about a year ago. And effectively, they do pretty much work exactly as a typical retail pharmacy. However, PillPack, though, adds sort of a special edge to what they do. And effectively, they offer patients the ability to purchase any type of medication online. And what they also do is they prepackage this medication. So provided that there's a script that's been sent by a doctor to the particular portal or the patient, they prepackage all the medication into little pockets that indicate exactly when you should take what medication, how you should take it. So it sort of effectively removes any of the ability for you to go to the pharmacy and do this yourself. So Everything's automated. Everything gets sent to your doorstep, prepackaged, and literally you've just got to read the instructions and take the medication. Pretty much as it would happen in a pharmacy, but just eliminating that step having to get to the pharmacy.
I hear you. So as the South African government considers more efficient and cost-effective ways of delivering medicine, do you think it may have to consider legislating for e-pharmacies here in South Africa, especially for far-flung communities in the rural areas?
I think so, certainly. I think absolutely. Providing the citizens of South Africa with effective and affordable healthcare, I feel, is a key goal and one of the main sort of areas that the Department of Health and the health authorities in South Africa certainly do focus on. And definitely introducing online pharmacies will certainly increase the ability of the government to do this in terms of outreach into these, like you mentioned, rural areas that potentially may not have access to medication at all. And the stats from the data actually suggest that around 35% of South Africa's population is in fact rural settlements.
Yes.
And a lot of these individuals and people don't have access to medication. So this would be a great way for the government to sort of outreach and to provide access to everybody.
But I suppose the practical difficulty in South Africa, I mean, if catering specifically for rural communities, the question would have to arise as to the level of digital connectivity that people who live in those areas have.
Absolutely. That's also something to take into account and maybe one of the drawbacks. But what the data does actually suggest is that with an online growing presence for connecting the internet and connecting people to people, there's nearly about 60% of South Africans that has access to the internet. And this number is actually growing annually.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that in the next few years and as the country becomes more advanced, that this access to connect people via the internet will grow a lot stronger, allowing these individuals to gain access to e-pharmacies and portals via the internet, being connected.
So before we get into some of the pitfalls of e-pharmacies, clearly they would provide a great deal of efficiency in terms of medicine storage, creating more price competition.
Absolutely. Just in terms of, it could certainly reduce cost prices of medications by sort of adding a competitive edge amongst the current players that play in that sphere. Just with regard to warehouse and pharmacy distributions, they could hold larger stock, a larger quantities of stock because they've got an outreach to a larger sort of pool of the market. And basically with reference to manufacturing and production economies of scale, they could potentially provide medication at a lower cost, having batch runs and runs in manufacturing. That's a lot cheaper because they're effectively providing bulk cover based on the fact that they've got more access. So that's certainly something that could potentially be very effective in this particular space, especially for that other South African citizens having access to cheaper medication.
Yeah. While an e-pharmacy sounds quite efficient, and you've just outlined some of those efficiencies, what about the lack of a human element in dispensing of the medicine? Wouldn't that also be problematic, as in some instances one would need to get advice on how to use the medicine being given?
Absolutely, Nompu. I think that's one of the key downfalls with regard to e-pharmacies is that, like you've mentioned, that loss of face-to-face and personal interaction that many people surprisingly do prefer when collecting their medication. I think without that and having everything done online, you could potentially increase the risk of patients inappropriately using medication, just based on the fact that they don't have that additional advice from a pharmacist, right face to face and on hand. And those are one of the key disadvantages with regard to that. There are many others. I mean, like you've mentioned, personal data protection as well is quite an important feature with regard to a disadvantage in this day and age, and what we've seen over social media over the last year. So people are very cautious and wary about where they put their data on this massive internet platform. So I think that could also be something that would sort of hinder patients into moving fully forward with this particular platform.
I suppose another difficulty as well would be policing consumers, you know, those people who are addicted to drugs and continuously buy non-prescription medicines. But I guess this would also be a problem for your regular bricks and mortar pharmacies anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it all starts, in a sense, with the interaction with the doctor. So where you've got prescription-based medication that you require a script for, any pharmacy or e-matter should never prescribe medication to a patient without the use of a script where it is needed. I think in the case where molecules that are non-scheduled and that patients are able to get off the counter and order as they please, those ones are potentially less risky. So I think those ones are actually fine to not have a script for, like you know, your typical product that you walk into the aisles and you pick off the shelves. So the scheduling sort of indicates the risk to the patient, and where scheduling increases, those things accompany a script from a doctor, and where that's not available, no pharmacy or online pharmacy should provide that particular product to the patient.
Yeah. So, Stefan, despite some of the ethical and perhaps, you know, quality issues around e-pharmacies, do you think that in the future, you know, they will need to ultimately play a role in the health sector, or are the risks too big for it to be legalized?
I think at this stage, it inevitably will pop up in the near future. Like I've mentioned, with the outreach that the South African Health Authority and government could gain by accessing this particular portal, like I've mentioned, with 35% of the population existing in rural areas. Data also actually suggests that in these rural areas, we've got higher amounts of internet purchases that actually do take place. So it would make sense for government to explore this particular area within providing medication to the South Africans. Also, it needs to be obviously done 100% correct, as controlled as possible. So definitely legislators that have to develop the right policies that link closely to the laws that regulate it in order for this to be very effective and to keep effectively the consumer as safe as possible, to avoid interactions with counterfeit medication, with fakes online, and to prevent sort of illegal activities that could stem from an online internet-based environment. So I do think certainly this is something that is on the cards. When it may happen, I don't think anybody can tell, but in terms of pharmacies and moving forward with the future and technological advantages, this is something that could definitely put South Africa at an edge. And with the growing economy, it could be something that definitely benefits all the citizens of South Africa.
Yeah, I suppose as e-tailing grows, so too will e-pharmacies. Thanks very much, Stefan. That was Stefan Benjamin. He's a business development analyst at Pharma Dynamics.